This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This Thursday the 14th, beginning at 3 p.m. and going to 6, there's a volunteer fair in Ironwood. At the event, area nonprofit organizations will have representatives and displays in the Memorial Building Auditorium that describes their mission, operations, and volunteer needs. Recreation, art, health, festivals, trails, and more. This is an excellent time to come and meet up with all those who make the community function and cannot do so without the help of volunteers. They invite you to stop by and see how you could potentially help out. Once again, this is happening this Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. on 213 South Marquette Street in Ironwood. November's DOT Law of the Month highlights Wisconsin's Move Over Law. Here's Melissa Kay.
November's DOT Law of the Month highlights Wisconsin's Move Over Law. The Move Over Law is a reminder for drivers to brake for roadside workers. It's our responsibility to protect those who work on the side of the road. This provides a safety zone for law enforcement, emergency responders, and maintenance vehicles stopped alongside the road with their emergency lights on. Over the past 5 years, 60 emergency responders were struck and injured by a vehicle while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
This Saturday the 16th at 2 p.m., there's a holiday basket class in Lake Tomahawk. Gather Lake Tom invites you out to create your festive holiday basket. All supplies will be provided, and there will be a total of 3 classes. This Saturday, from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., this Sunday, from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Sign up in advance is required, and limited spots are available. You can call Gather at 715-277-6014, text 715-892-4797, or email gatherlounge22@gmail.com to reserve your spot. The cost is $75 per person, which includes all products and one free beverage. Once again, that's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 2 to 4:30 p.m., and Monday, 6 to 8 p.m., over at 7263 Bradley Street in Lake Tomahawk. Have you ever heard of Kokoraz? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in Wisconsin and even throughout the country. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
It's a unique, nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds working together to measure and map precipitation. You know the saying that rain doesn't fall the same on all? Well, it's true. I'm sure that you've been out when it's raining, and then you head down the street, and there's not a drop. Well, a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. KOKORAZ is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. And anyone can be a part of it, even you. It originated with the Colorado Climate Center in 1998. And now, NOAA and the NSF sponsor it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded, data is then displayed, and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations, ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Your meteorologists rely on it. So, by volunteering to be a weather observer, you can help increase the density of precipitation data available throughout Wisconsin.
Free training is included, and it's easy to sign up. Just head to civicmedia.us. Click the News tab, select Weather, and you'll find everything you need, even a link to affordable rain gauges. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of 3 finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
I mean, you want to win. especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out and, you know, we had control of the game. You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it, all of us, me, them, together. I have no doubt we will, but it's not one night. We had a one tonight. We still weren't going to be in the hole. You know, we have to play ourselves out of this hole.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
You know, the whole idea, get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. So that's difficult when your plan kind of falls into place and those guys recognize it and then you're not able to finish the plan and execute the plan. We know that. But that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.